Hi, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
And you're listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
They did a survey asking what are the common breakup lines. And it's not you, it's me. People really still say that? It was number two behind We Need to Talk.
All right.
Just curious, what did somebody say to you? What was the line that sticks out to you? When you remember being broke up with, what's the thing that you think, you know what, out of that entire conversation, this is the line that I remember the most, that I just can't forget?
Yeah.
2801025. What was that line for you? Maybe you're just one of those people that's so proud of the line you delivered.
Right. Yes.
You know what I said once?
Uh-huh.
If you're one of those people, we want to hear from you too.
Right.
I am so proud of the line I gave.
Well,
I'm embarrassed as I look back.
Well, as we've talked before, because we want to include women in this, no woman has ever been broken up with.
Right.
So they've never heard these lines.
It's true.
But this was brought up in a conversation with friends over the weekend. And my friend's wife, she's like, no, I've been done. No, I haven't. I'm like, no, it's never happened.
I've never met a one that's admitted to it. No, I've always done the breaking up, is what they tell us.
Right, yes.
2801025. What was the line that stood out, or the line you delivered when the breakup happened? And Dawn, this was from your first husband, right? What did he say?
He says to me as we're having a conversation, the only thing wrong with our marriage is you don't want to have sex.
And
I probably should have said I didn't want to have sex with him. It's not that I didn't want to have sex, but when you take care of your husband sometimes.
All right, what did you say?
I said, well, if you think that is the only thing wrong with our marriage, then I guess you really haven't been paying attention to this relationship.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Dawn. You have a good day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
And now Connie from Des Moines. Connie, what was the line?
Well, they're staring straight ahead and in deep thought, and then they say, you know, you could do a lot better than me.
They told you could do a lot better than them.
Yeah, like they're trying to get you to move on when you're the one that's totally invested.
Uh-huh.
And convince you could do a lot better. They don't ask you if you want to do a lot better.
Right, yes.
Yeah. You could do a lot better than me.
Yeah, I can't stand that pity party.
No.
Oh, you could do so much better than me. Oh, please.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thanks, Connie. Take care. You've been listening to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.
If you haven't already, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast.
Join us tomorrow for more of the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt podcast.